WSJF presents a special hour of prayer and meditation. This is the WSJF First Saturday Devotion Program.
Hello, and welcome to the second month of the First Saturday Devotion Show here on WSJF 92.7 FM. I'm Bridget Zeichen, and I'm here in Studio 15 today, joined by Deanna Williston, OFS. Good morning, Deanna.
Good morning, Bridget. And I'm very excited to begin our second month of this five-month devotion with your listeners here in Sykesville and Eldersburg.
Yes, and we're so happy to have you back. Can you remind us again, what exactly is the First Saturday's devotion?
Okay, so last time I asked you to just close your eyes and imagine the angels coming to announce the good news to the shepherds at the first Christmas. Now imagine that, because the shepherds, they're like poor, lowly people out in the field. It's the middle of the night. And all of a sudden, you know, maybe they're looking up at the stars and the heavens open up and there's these celestial bodies and they're singing the praise and glory of God. They had to feel both so little and so in awe of the majesty and the great graces of God.
Certainly paints a very vivid picture in your mind of just what an awesome event that first Christmas was. And you reminded us last time that on May 13, 1917, in Fatima, Portugal, Mary, the Mother of God, appeared to three shepherd children as they were tending their flocks. The children's names were Lucia, Jacinta, and Francisco.
Yeah, so it's pretty funny. In the first one, the shepherds were actually adults who probably felt like little children in the presence of the angels and seeing the baby Jesus. And in this one, in Fatima, they actually are children. And Mary did promise that peace will be coming to earth, but she also said that we had many penances to offer and challenges to overcome.
Penances, meaning prayers we say after we confess our sins to the priest.
Yeah, pretty similar. Catholics traditionally offer prayers, like the rosary, for both our sins and those of others.
Right, and we said the rosary during the last First Saturday devotion, as we will be doing this time around, too.
Exactly, but just like little children grow, we need to go deeper into this devotion.
Explain a little bit more what you mean by that. You mean like giving up candy and eating crab cakes if you're in Maryland on Fridays in Lent?
Right. So all those practices, I mean, you're exactly right. As children for Lent, we tend to give up candy. And then as we get a little older, our parents expect us to give up meat on the Fridays in Lent. And Marylanders, yes, we love to have fish fries and offer crab cakes. And while that's great because you're sacrificing eating the red meat, it's still kind of a treat to have the crab cakes. So we still need to go more deeply. And Catholics actually used to fast and abstain from meat and oil and dairy and all kinds of things on every Friday of the year. And some would actually do these practices on Wednesdays as well.
So this is a call to go beyond that, to go deeper.
Yeah.
I love it. And last month, you reminded us that we need to pray the rosary daily, as this helps us to meditate on the mysteries in the life of Christ. And one image that's always been inspiring for me is, I've heard it said that the rosary is like the photo album that Mary kept of Jesus's life.
Yeah. And so we like to sit down with her and look at those pictures. If you ever go over and you meet one of your friend's parents and your friend's an adult now, that mom likes to pull out the baby album and show off all of the achievements and just milestones in that person's life. That's what the rosary is like for us. And so we're going to do that again on this first Saturday.
Perfect. Just to remind our listeners, for those who are just joining us, the First Saturday devotion, as the name implies, is done every first Saturday, once a month, for five consecutive months. Why do we need to pray for five Saturdays in a row?
I think the kids even asked this question at Fatima, and the answer they got, there are five basic types of offenses against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So there's tons of sins, and people blaspheme against her, as well as God all the time, but there's five basic types of offenses against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And by the time most people have prayed this devotion for themselves for five first Saturdays in a row, they're eager to pray five more Saturday devotions for their friends and family members.
Wow. So it becomes a habit.
Yeah, like a really good habit. So praying on a certain way in a certain day, it helps us to set up a routine, a habit, a discipline, a way to discipline our flesh and our bodies so that we're not so easily tempted by sins of the flesh, whether it's gluttony, you know, we really want that candy and crab cakes in Lent, right? We really want those things. Any kind of discipline in prayer is going to help you discipline your will as well.
Amen. Our pastor here at St. Joseph Catholic Community is always mentioning that too, how the way we pray shapes the way that we believe. So that's beautiful. It sounds like that this devotion fits so perfectly in there.
It does.
It only takes 1 hour once a month. So that's a plus.
Right. Remember Mama Mary at Fatima was literally talking to children and we're her children. So she knows that we're little and we're going to need some help. You know, so she came to children at Fatima, maybe partly to show us how easy it is. Like, hey, even children can do this.
Right.
So Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and the angels came to Fatima multiple times, and they taught the children five prayers, and we have included these in our program for you. You don't have to look for them. Most people don't know there's five, but don't worry. We've included them here for you.
Yes, and listeners, we will post the program on our WSJF 92.7 FM Facebook page, and so just look for that the week before the first Saturday of the month. Look for that in the comments section below the first Saturday devotion show image.
Right. I'll put it down in the comments and everyone will be able then to follow along. It's a black and white PDF, so it's easy to download. It's easy to print. It's accessible to everyone. If you need help doing it, though, just contact the radio station or someone here at the church and we'd be glad to help you out.
Yes. And just to preview, if you're not looking at the program right now, we're going to pray five Fatima prayers. We then pray Rosary, the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and an act of consecration to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
And it's a little bit different than the live in-person First Saturday's devotion we do. But the thing that's in common is the spirit of reparation. We do all this in reparation for the sins of the world. That's the most important thing. And so if you are suffering, if you're homebound or you're in prison or wherever you are listening from, you could be at work and just be having a miserable day. We ask you to unite your suffering to that of Christ Jesus, to examine your conscience, and to make an act of spiritual communion.
And as Deanna just mentioned, we do this devotion in person as well here at St. Joseph Catholic Community at 915 Liberty Road in Eldersburg. So if you're able to join us, we'd love to have you. Come for the 8:30 a.m. Mass on a first Saturday, and devotions will follow in the chapel.
They'll literally follow. Usually we go from the main church worship area into the Adoration Chapel.
Great. Well, with that, let's begin. What is our intention for this month? Okay,
that's a great point you bring up. We're so used to adding our own prayers and intentions every time we pray the rosary. But for this devotion, we need to pray in reparation for the sins of mankind. And on our list, since this is the second First Saturday, we're going to be praying for reparation for blasphemies against Mary's virginity. And in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Fatima Sacrifice Prayer. During the July 13th, 1917 apparition, Our Lady taught this prayer to the children for when they offer sacrifice to God. O my Jesus, it is for love of Thee.
In reparation for the offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary and for the conversion of poor sinners. Amen.
The Angel's Prayer. On one occasion, the three children saw the angel prostrate himself before a host and chalice that hung in the air. Worshipping the Eucharist, the angel prayed this prayer. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore Thee profoundly. I offer Thee the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifferences whereby He is offended.
And through the infinite merits of His most sacred heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of Thee the conversion of poor sinners. Amen.
And now the Sorrowful Rosary. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, and from there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
For an increase in faith, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For an increase in hope, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For an increase in charity, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first sorrowful mystery, the agony in the garden. And when he was come to the place, he said to them, Pray, lest ye enter into temptation. And he was withdrawn away from them a stone's cast. And kneeling down, he prayed, saying, Father, if thou wilt, remove this chalice from me, but yet not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed the longer, and his sweat became as drops of blood trickling down upon the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them, Why sleep you? Arise, pray, lest you enter into temptation. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 22, verses 40 through 46. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen.
The second sorrowful mystery, the scourging at the pillar. Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have certainly strived that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence. Pilate therefore said to him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. For this was I born, and for this I came into the world, that I should give testimony to the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? And when he said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, I find no cause in him, but you have a custom that I should release one unto you at the Pasch. Will you therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? They all cried out again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Then therefore Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. The Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 18, verses 36 through 40, through John chapter 19, verse 1. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen.
The third sorrowful mystery, the crowning with thorns. Then he released to them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him unto them to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor, taking Jesus into the hall, gathered together unto him the whole band. And stripping him, they put a scarlet cloak about him, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And bowing the knee before him, they mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And spitting upon him, they took the reed, and they struck his head. And after they had mocked him, they took off the cloak from him, and put on him his own garments, and led him away to crucify him. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 27, verses 26 through 31.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen.
The fourth sorrowful mystery, the carrying of the cross. And they forced one Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and of Rufus, to take up his cross. And they bring him into the place called Golgotha, which being interpreted is the place of Calvary. And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he took it not. The Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 15, verses 21 to 23. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen.
The fifth sorrowful mystery, the crucifixion. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, they crucified him there. And the robbers, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But they, dividing his garments, cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the elect of God.
And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And there was also a superscription written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the King of the Jews. And one of those robbers who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, Neither dost thou fear God, seeing thou art condemned under the same condemnation?
And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done no evil. And he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou shalt come into thy kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Amen, I say to thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. And it was almost the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst.
And Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And saying this, he gave up the ghost. Now the centurion, seeing what was done, glorified God, saying, Indeed, this was a just man. And all the multitude of them that were coming together to that sight, and saw the things that were done, returned striking their breasts. And all his acquaintance and the women that had followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. The Holy Gospel, according to Luke, chapter 26, verses 32 through 49.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen.
The prayer of Pope Paul IV, look down with maternal clemency. Look down with maternal clemency, most blessed Virgin, upon all your children. Consider the anxiety of bishops who fear that their flocks will be tormented by a terrible storm of evils. Heed the anguish of so many people, fathers and mothers of families, who are uncertain about their future and beset by hardships and cares.
Soothe the minds of those at war and inspire them with thoughts of peace. Through your intercession, may God, the avenger of injuries, turn to mercy. May he give back to nations the tranquility they seek and bring them to a lasting age of genuine prosperity.
For the Pope, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. Hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee we send up our sighs, mourning, and weeping in this valley of tears.
Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen.
The prayer at the end of the Rosary. Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life.
Grant, we beseech thee, that meditating upon these mysteries of the most holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain, and obtain what they promise, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Having prayed the sacrifice prayer, the angel's prayer, and the sorrowful mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary, I begged the Holy Spirit to come upon us and all of our listeners as we examine our consciences. Please think of your life since your last confession, and ask yourself, have I offended Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, his mother, by
doubting her immaculate conception,
doubting her virginity,
doubting her divine maternity in refusing at the same time to recognize her as the mother of mankind?
Taught children indifference or scorn or even hatred of this immaculate mother?
Outraged Mary directly through mocking or disrespect of her holy images?
By underestimating and not trusting the awesomeness of our God to meet all my needs?
By not trusting God that his complete and total self-giving was not out of love for me?
For not realizing my worth and dignity as a child of God?
For worshiping the false gods of this world, money, happiness, idle pleasures such as the internet, pornography, drugs and alcohol, power, status, social media status, popularity, and so on?
For using crass, vulgar, and blasphemous language?
For enjoying a joke at another's expense?
For placing being clever and winning an argument over truly hearing another person and building real relationships?
For failing to worship the one true God every Sunday and throughout all my days?
For not considering the people who brought me into this world and have cared for me? For not listening to my parents? For not taking care of my parents as they grow older? For not heeding their advice? For not praying for them? For not forgiving my parents?
For considering killing another or doing violence towards them? Whether it be a baby in the womb, a disabled person, a person with mental illness, a person I just don't like, or an innocent bystander, have I harmed others or myself?
For failing to consider the impact my actions have on my Heavenly Mother, my family, my friends, and neighbors when making choices and living my daily life?
For disrespecting those who care for me?
For failing to choose others first?
For not taking care of myself?
For not being faithful to my family and friends, but especially to the one human I say I love the most, my other half, my spouse?
For stealing, lying, cheating, and even just desiring things that are not mine? For not being content with what I have and the fruit of my labor?
The Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Lord, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, hear us.
Christ, graciously hear us.
God, the Father of heaven,
have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Ghost,
have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God,
have mercy on us.
Holy Mary,
pray for us.
Holy Mother of God,
pray for us.
Holy Virgin of Virgins,
pray for us.
Mother of Christ,
pray for us.
Mother of Divine Grace,
pray for us.
Mother Most Pure,
pray for us.
Mother Most Chaste,
pray for us.
Mother Inviolate,
pray for us.
Mother Undefiled,
pray for us.
Mother Most Amiable,
pray for us.
Mother Most Admirable,
pray for us.
Mother of Good Counsel,
pray for us.
Mother of our Creator,
pray for us.
Mother of our Savior,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Prudent,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Venerable,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Renowned,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Merciful,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Faithful,
pray for us.
Mirror of Justice,
pray for us.
Seat of Wisdom,
pray for us.
Cause of our Joy,
pray for us.
Spiritual Vessel,
pray for us.
Vessel of Honor,
pray for us.
Singular Vessel of Devotion,
pray for us.
Mystical Rose,
pray for us.
Tower of David,
pray for us.
Tower of Ivory,
pray for us.
House of Gold,
pray for us.
Ark of the Covenant,
pray for us.
Gate of Heaven,
pray for us.
Morning Star,
pray for us.
Health of the Sick,
pray for us.
Refuge of Sinners,
pray for us.
Comforter of the Afflicted,
pray for us.
Help of Christians,
pray for us.
Queen of Angels,
pray for us.
Queen of Patriarchs,
pray for us.
Queen of Prophets,
pray for us.
Queen of Apostles,
pray for us.
Queen of Martyrs,
pray for us.
Queen of Confessors,
pray for us.
Queen of Virgins,
pray for us.
Queen of All Saints,
pray for us.
Queen conceived without original sin,
pray for us.
Queen assumed into heaven,
pray for us.
Queen of the Most Holy Rosary,
pray for us.
Queen of Peace,
pray for us.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world,
spare us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world,
graciously hear us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world,
have mercy on us.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Grant, we beseech thee, O Lord God, that we, thy servants, may enjoy perpetual health of mind and body, and by the glorious intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, ever virgin, be delivered from present sorrow and enjoy eternal happiness through Christ our Lord. Amen. This prayer was approved by Pope Sixtus V in 1587. We now have the Fatima Pardon Prayer. The angel who appeared to the children called himself the Angel of Peace and the Angel of Portugal. He taught them the following prayer. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee.
I ask pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. Amen.
The act of contrition. O my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee.
And I detest all my sins because of thy just punishments, but most of all because they offend thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. Amen.
Act of reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. O most holy Virgin Mother, we listen with grief to the complaints of your Immaculate Heart, surrounded with the thorns placed therein at every moment by the blasphemies and ingratitude of an ungrateful humanity. We are moved by the ardent desire of loving you as our mother and of promoting a true devotion to your Immaculate Heart. We therefore kneel before you to manifest the sorrow we feel for the grievances that people cause you, and to atone by our prayers and sacrifices for the offenses with which they return your love.
Obtain for them and for us the pardon of so many sins. Hasten the conversion of sinners, that they may love Jesus and cease to offend the Lord, already so much offended. Turn your eyes of mercy toward us, that we may love God with all our heart on earth and enjoy him forever in heaven. Amen.
The Fatima Eucharistic Prayer. During the first apparition of Our Lady of Fatima, Sister Lucia later explained, the children found themselves moved by an interior impulse to say the following prayer together. Most Holy Trinity,
I adore thee, my God, my God. I love thee in the most blessed sacrament.
Let us say an act of spiritual communion. My Jesus,
I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
An act of consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. O Mary, Virgin most powerful and Mother of Mercy,
Queen of Heaven and Refuge of Sinners, we consecrate ourselves to your Immaculate Heart. We consecrate ourselves to you, our very being and our whole life, all that we have, all that we love, and all that we are. To you we give our bodies, our hearts, and our souls. To you we give our homes, our families, and our country. We desire that all that is in us and around us may belong to you and may share in the benefits of your motherly benediction. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. That concludes our devotion for this month. I just want to thank Deanna Williston, OFS, again for leading us. And thank you to our listeners for joining us today in praying as Jesus, Mary, the angels, and the saints have taught us.
Please remember to pray the rosary every day and to join us again next month on the first Saturday of the month at 11 a.m.
This has been the WSJF First Saturday Devotion. We hope you will join us again on the first Saturday of next month and pray with us on the Family Rosary across the parish, broadcast live on the other Saturdays at 11 a.m. here on WSJF 92.7 FM. Thank you for your prayers and for your support.